97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. It's National Radio Day. We're going to talk about that coming up. National Radio Day. Can you even imagine? I don't know about you guys, but I do not like flock cameras. They seem to be showing up all over the country, and there have been some, let's just put it this way, there have been some abuses of the system. St. Charles County Police Department has announced they're discontinuing the use of these, and I'm so thrilled about that. The police chief joins us, Kurt Frizz, joins the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. How are you, sir? Nice to have you.
I'm doing well, Heidi. Thanks.
Can I just applaud you? Thank you very much for doing something for the great people of St. Charles County, because people don't like these. You tell me why you decided to do it.
Well, we've had problems with the system before as far as the auditing procedures and what's available and how to audit and accountability on ourselves. And when we recently conducted an audit, we found an issue that we addressed directly. And then after talking about what we get out of the system and it's a great tool. The license plate reader system is a great tool for law enforcement, but the flock system is not the most user friendly for us, and so we decided to discontinue the service.
Yeah, I see that on August 14th, in a press release you put out, you were informed of an abnormal pattern of searches by one civilian employee. And I've heard about this all over the country, where people are looking up ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, and being able to track their license plate. So how much can you tell me about that particular incident?
Well, it's an ongoing investigation. Like I said, during the audit process, we did detect an abnormally high number by one employee, so we immediately started an internal investigation. We restricted access from that employee and then put that employee on leave, unpaid leave at that. And then since then, that employee has resigned. It's continuing, the investigation's continuing, and there's also a criminal investigation going on just to determine if, in fact, there are any crimes committed, and that'll eventually be presented to the prosecuting attorney's office.
Okay, now I don't expect you to talk about the specifics of this case. We're speaking, by the way, with St. Charles County Police Chief Frizz. I don't expect you to talk about the details here. But in general, if somebody is using cameras like this or looking up somebody's medical records or whatever they're doing, let's stick with the cameras. Couldn't that be a type of stalking in some situations?
It could be. It really depends on the nature, how far they went with it, and what they did with that information. So that's really up to the prosecuting attorney's office to determine. We'll simply present the facts and for them to take under consideration.
You know, it's interesting, too, in various jurisdictions, they are either paid for by donors. Where I live, they're paid for by donors. And I guess some things are provided for free, but then of course, you know what they say, if they're free, you're the product, right?
Right.
That always makes me suspicious. And then you hear stories about, oh, this crime was, broken because of the flock cameras, and these children were returned, they were trafficked, and they were returned because of flock cameras. And I'm not saying that's not ever accurate, but they certainly put out one point of view, don't they, in their publicity.
Well, yeah, the fact is we have made on average 30 to 50 felony arrests because of license plate readers in our county a year. Everything from murder suspects to car break-ins, to stolen vehicles. So there is a value to it if it's used correctly.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though, and I'm sure you've considered this is why you're not going to use these anymore. When you're talking about the Fourth Amendment, how does this violate the Fourth Amendment? There are people who will argue, and I've seen them online saying, well, you're out in public anyway. You don't have the right to privacy. You're out in public. What do you say to that, Chief?
Well, you're on a public roadway. Anybody can take a picture of your license plate at any time they want. This is the police department's using it. Your license plate is not in the system. If it doesn't hit, if you're not wanted for a felony, that's the level we set it at. If you're not wanted for a felony, then it will not put an alert out at all. So our police officers, our detectives that have access to the system, don't have time to track people. And if they do it for personal reasons and not law enforcement related, then we'll hold them accountable. And that's what we did in this case.
Right. So I've heard people say that if they're used incorrectly, these license plate readers, that they can pretty much check, you went here, you went, this is where you go to church, this is where you go to the grocery store. Oop, you're not supposed to be over here. There are people who are saying it could go that far. What do you think about that, Chief?
Well, I think, yeah, that's what misuse is. And if it's being used like that, then that's where I expect law enforcement agencies need to hold their people accountable, and that's what an audit process is for. That's why we decided to get away from Flock, because it wasn't very easy to audit through their system, so we've decided to move away.
It's interesting what you said, though, about how you set the system up. Can everybody set the system up differently? In other words, you said you set it up in St. Charles County to only grab the license plates of people who were felons. Do other jurisdictions do it differently? Do they have the ability to change the way they handle things?
Yeah, you could set it the threshold where it's picking up, traffic warrants, misdemeanor traffic warrants, things like that. We haven't done that in St. Charles County. We're only interested in the criminal element that is preying on our community that we don't want in our community, so that we can respond to that.
Yeah, and I know there was a crime, a murder just the other day here in Vegas that they solved it initially by the license plate reader. And like I said, I'm not going to say this doesn't help at times, but people are just concerned about who's got the data and how long are they keeping the data. We don't know. Even if a police department only keeps it for a certain amount of time, what about the Flock company? We don't know, do we, the answers to those questions?
Yeah, and that's what got concerning to us is how Flock is operating. Being a vendor, a third-party vendor, and where the data could possibly be going. So that's why we decided to no longer use our service.
Well, good for you. Great talking to you, Police Chief of St. Charles County. Okay. Chief Frizz, it's been fun. My first time talking to you, and I appreciate you doing that. And I'm sure what are the people of St. Charles County saying about this? They must be thrilled that you made this decision.
Well, I think so. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are, and I think our community supports law enforcement to a very high degree, and I think they trust us to use resources like this responsibly, and that's part of why we're putting this out there, to show that, hey, we found a problem, we fixed a problem, and we're letting you know about the problem, and so we took action. So it's about transparency and trust.
Absolutely. I think that's great. Police Chief Kurt Frizz, thank you very much for joining the Mark Reardon Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Heidi.